Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and joining me once again is Lindsay Perry. Lindsay, welcome back. This past weekend saw the running of the Old Mutual Soweto Marathon. We've got a question in, which is a general training one, but I think we can give some good advice here. It's from Jamie Fraser. Jamie was saying, I'm running my first comrades. I'm planning on running my first comrades in 2016. We're looking for some running tips here. Says, I'm doing my first half marathon, or did my first half marathon at Soweto. And Jamie says, I struggle to run in the evenings after a long day at work and start work at the crack of dawn, so don't have enough light to run in the morning. It's a fairly common problem, and I think new runners really struggle with this more than others, because once you've found a running group, it's always easier to head out in the dark in the mornings. But what advice could you give Jamie with regards to getting training in at appropriate times where you're not feeling tired when you are training?
Yeah, so, well, I think there's two ways to tackle the problem, and the first is getting up early enough run, and you know, perhaps with security issues being what they are, that would require getting a training group. And a lot of people do run and feel much better running in the morning, but at the same time, some people really just hate waking up early, and it's much worse for them to run in the morning. So if you are needing to run in the afternoon, then you want to avoid having your sort of mid-afternoon drop or feeling of fatigue. So a little mid-afternoon snack can often just help with the energy levels going into the second part of the day. But the one thing that I often find, like I do both, depending on my life, I'm training either in the morning or afternoon. But what I do find in the afternoon is that I am often tired and lethargic and don't really feel like it. But after 10 minutes, you know, I just can't be happier that I made that decision. So it's really just about getting out there, one foot in front of the other. Don't push pace. So if you're on a bit of a flat day, you're not feeling lekker, then run slowly. Run 30, 40, 50 seconds slower per kilometer than you normally would. And you know, you will find after 5 or 6 minutes you start to perk up a little bit, and after 10 to 15 minutes you actually start feeling good. And by the end of the run, you really are pleased with yourself for having done it, but also just because you do feel so damn good after that session. And the other thing that could be contributing to the fatigue, of course, is that after your workouts, if you aren't looking after self-recovering, eating properly, then you are going to get tired and lethargic and sore and uncomfortable. So make sure that you are looking after yourself, getting in, you know, a little bit of carbohydrates after your run, and just eating well during the training process, so that when it is time, there's always energy available for you to do so.
Brilliant. Jamie, I can't speak highly enough of getting a running group as well. I love running in the morning, but unless someone's waiting for me, I struggle to get out of bed. So that's also a great way just to stay motivated too, particularly for a new runner. So there you go. Lindsay, thank you for your time. We're back again in a couple of days' time with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Don't forget to check out the website. You can ask your questions there too, coachperry.com. That's where you can find all the details of the podcast. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.